From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Jessica here, August 30th. The news in 10. Let's start at home. Let's get into it. First, from Le Monde, Ndirect, ERA and Ukraine. La centrale nucléaire de Zaporizhia pourrait être privée de l'alimentation électrique d'ici à 10 jours, alert Elia. JavaScript is disabled in your browser. A required part of this site couldn't load. This may be due to a browser extension, network issues, or browser settings. Please check your connection. Disable any ad blockers or try using a different browser. Next, second, from the Hindu top, Bihar Congress leaders plan Delhi provost on Sept. 8 seeking removal of in charge, state chief. In a letter dated August 15, the workers alleged disorder in the Bihar Pradesh Congress Committee BPCC during the assembly election and accused the parties in charge of acting arbitrarily in the distribution of tickets. Up next, third, from the Hindu top, India emerges as key petrol supplier to Russia as refinery attacks disrupt fuel supplies. India has emerged as a key supplier of gasoline petrol to Russia amid a surge in Russian fuel imports triggered by Ukrainian drone attacks on refineries, ship tracking data showed. Russia's seaborne gasoline imports surged to a record around 125,000 barrels per day KBD in August, equivalent to a projected 470,000 tons for the month, as repeated attacks on its refineries disrupted domestic fuel production, according to energy analytics firm Vortexa. Indian refiners supplied as much as 1 million barrels of gasoline in the last 2 months, trade sources said. And then, fourth, from the Guardian World, One Nation's secret harbor by-election win shows Labour is at a loss when it comes to calming angry voters analysis. Even after a week in which Pauline Hanson and One Nation candidates tripped over themselves trying to explain key policies, voters still backed the party. The One Nation hype machine went into overdrive after Saturday's secret harbor by-election, but one thing is clear from the thumping victory. Despite the party's sustained surge in public support, Labour and the coalition still don't have any idea how to calm an angry electorate and dent support for Pauline Hanson and her insurgent movement. Continue reading next. Fifth, from Channel News Asia, Vietnamese coffee farmers ride China's durian wave. Vietnam only officially entered the Chinese durian market after a 2022 trade protocol, but last year became the country's biggest supplier by volume. Dak Lak, Vietnam. Vietnam's central highlands produces around 1/6 of the world's coffee, but farmers are switching their traditional crop for durian to cash in on surging Chinese demand for the pungent king of fruits. You can live okay with coffee, but it's durian that makes you rich, said Pham Xuan Lan, as he showed AFP journalists around his farm. Up next, sixth, from Channel News Asia, China says 16 dead, 546 missing in Tibet mudslide, state media. State broadcaster CCTV reported that of the 546 people missing, 261 were foreign nationals, including 104 from Nepal, 49 from India, 33 from Latvia, and 18 from the United States. Beijing, China said the death toll from a mudslide that struck Tibet rose to 16 and 546 people were still missing, state media reported on Sunday, August 30, citing local officials. A devastating tsunami-like wall of water tore through the border region between Nepal and Tibet this week, sweeping away entire villages. And then, seventh, from NBC News, Minnesota Supreme Court rejects Mike Lindell's bid to recount GOP gubernatorial primary. MyPillow founder Mike Lindell has long denied President Donald Trump's loss in the 2020 presidential election. Now, he's refusing to accept his own election loss in the GOP primary for governor of Minnesota. The Minnesota Supreme Court rejected Lindell's bid Saturday to order a full recount of his August 11 loss to State House Speaker Lisa Demuth after she won the Republican primary by 45,000 votes. Chief Justice Natalie E. Next, eighth, from The Intellectualist Official. History of the present. The Intellectualist premium series. Russia's political system can appear formidable from the outside even when it may be unexpectedly weak within, according to the head of Estonia's Foreign Intelligence Service, who says battlefield losses, economic pressure and growing dissatisfaction among powerful Russians are narrowing President Vladimir V. Russia is in a very bad place. Estonia's spy chief says change could come overnight. Putin's options. Up next. Ninth, from Palestine will be free. Israel continues to kill Palestinians, attack hospitals in Gaza with total impunity, continuing their killing spree, which has not stopped for a day since the start of the genocide nearly 3 years ago. The Israelis killed at least 4 Palestinians in attacks across the Gaza Strip on Saturday. On Friday, they killed 10. Since the start of the so-called genocide in October 2025, the Israelis have butchered more than 1,300 Palestinians without consequence. Continuing the broad pattern of their strikes on healthcare infrastructure and medical professionals, the Israelis targeted a hospital on Saturday. That's the day. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.